well, Ken, terrific performance tonight here at this Rolex Grand Slam meeting. But to win that, you had to beat Ben Mayer when he's produced a stunning round. Yet you made it look pretty easy in the end.
I don't know about easy. I mean, this is tough competition here, and you know, Ben's a super rider. All of these guys are super riders. Ben's riding his horse from the European Championships. Very competitive. You know, maybe the jump off today suited my horse a little bit better than his. I was able to leave out strides where maybe some of the other riders weren't, and I think that played to my favor.
For you to coming over and competing here in Europe, and as you mentioned, all these world-class riders, how good is it for you to be competing at an event like this Rolex Grand Slam weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think, you know, certainly the United States and North America has some top riders as well, with BZ Madden, McLean Ward, and Eric Lamaze, and, you know, all of these people are all, you know, in the top 10 in the world as well, so there's no slouches at home. And, you know, here it's more about just sticking to what you already do well and, you know, riding your plan.
And for you, obviously, the big plan will be to win on Sunday. Clearly, the horse is in good spirit.
Yeah, that horse is inexperienced at this bigger level, but he's a fighter, and, you know, I'm a competitive guy, so we'll give it a run anyway.
What about, as you say, the competitive nature? How important is it for you on your sort of progression to learn and to be competing regularly at this sort of level? Do you get a real buzz from it?
I think every rider does. I think that's part of you know, a competitive nature of top level athletes in any sport, is that, you know, the desire to win and the want to always improve yourself and your horses. It's what keeps us going.
And what I've noticed that from, you mentioned the Americans, now you've got a very good pool of riders and horses, and ultimately it's the horses that need to back up the talent.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's top riders everywhere around the world, and it's trying to, you know, partner those top riders with top horses. But, you know, if you look at the highest level of the sport, it's all about having a super special horse. And, you know, a big part of our job as show jumpers is to always be looking for the next horse.
Clearly you'd like to win the final leg of this year's Rolex Grand Slam.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so bad.
Well done today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.